All right, Marshall Welton, privateer, came out at Unadilla on a 250F. Showed up at here at Crawfordsville on a 450, 11th and a second moto. I don't know how you pulled that off because your start was garbage. But nice work, man. You were in shape. You had good speed. You caught Freddie a little bit near the end. So good job.
Yeah, I wish I could have two of those motos. Moto 1, my triple clamps came loose, and they were just flopping around in the stem. So it felt like I was feeling like three times the amount of bumps that were out there. My bike was just jolting everywhere. But second moto, found a miracle hole right through the middle of the start, and... Yeah, I think I was around 10th, and I was feeling good. I passed a couple factory guys, moved into 8th or 9th, latched on the Dino for a lap. That was cool. And then pace was just a little too high for what I was used to. I haven't, you know, ever really rode that fast. So I just tried to match that for a few laps, and then I kind of settled into where I was comfortable. And Noren got back around me, and he had some better lines. That's a weakness of mine. Like, I get stuck doing stupid lines, and then I don't know, I finally switched it up, and, you know, I rode good again at the end of the moto. But, no, it's cool. I just got a stock 450 that my sponsor, Travis Beam, gave me, and wanted to come out and race. Didn't really have any expectations, so it's cool to be close to the top 10.
Yeah, really. I bet that's got to feel good. I mean, Unadilla, you're in 250s, you're eating rocks, you're 1920 or whatever it was. Yeah. You know, a tough day there, and here you're just like, yeah, I can get inside top 10.
Yeah, not going to lie, that 250 class, right, that depth from 10 to 20th, there's a lot more aggression, I should say, where it's just anyone's going for everybody and there's no mercy. Where it seemed like the 450, it's like you make the pass and they're not running you off the track to try to save it. So I'd say it's definitely a little easier racing the 450 class in that, you know, as far as the competition goes. But yeah, it's fun. I've never had anywhere. That was my best moto finish in pro motocross, so it's cool.
Yeah, especially the last one of the year, right? You're going to go on a high note. Yeah, so bike's pretty stock?
Yeah, I have a Mark Johnson suspension with Research Engineering, but other than that, it has a FMF slip-on that I got this week. Right. Lil D shipped it out to me. I couldn't afford the full system, so I just wanted to rip the slip-on. But yeah, it's got WPA kit and literally everything else stock, right. So...
What do you think of the track?
You can't match. After racing all around the world, like doing the whole GP circuit, Canada, there's nothing that matches a U.S. Pro National. Yep. The technicality, the options, how much the track changes, you can't, like Unadilla and this track, they're both kind of similar, but just you can't match how great these tracks are.
Yeah.
Like we kind of take it for granted, but these tracks are incredible.
I know this track early in practice looked phenomenal. Like I would have loved to have been out there. No, I'm not jumping that big stuff, but it looked a lot of fun, you know?
It was so much fun. Yeah. They did change it up. I was so busy yesterday trying to get my bike ready with my brother. I didn't get to watch press day. We just got here kind of late, and the way things worked out, I didn't get to watch it. So I thought the track was the same, and I got back to my hotel, and I seen like a short clip. I'm like, oh, the track has changed. I didn't even know it was different. So I watched one of the helmet cams and kind of figured it out and then took it easy this morning. I didn't even hit some of those jumps till the fourth lap, I think, because it's like you go up to them and it's like hitting a wall. So it's an awesome track.
Yeah, nice work. Do you think Phil will be happy with that 11th?
He bitched me out like he was my father after Moto 1. What are you doing? And I told him my triple clamps were loose, and it wasn't even a valid excuse. But then he's like, you should be an 11, 12 guy. I don't know what you're doing. He's just yelling at me, tearing me up. But he just texted me. He just said finally.
He said, good job, cunt.
It was just a finally.
Okay,
not even a good job, just finally.
You'll take it. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.